Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and thank you for joining us today as we detailed the Spanish Grand Prix. It was an exciting race, well, an exciting last five laps of the race after the safety car, and we're here to talk about it. So firstly, congratulations to Oscar Piastri and McLaren this weekend. Piastri and Norris took 1-2, with Leclerc rounding out the podium. We see McLaren in a hefty lead in first place, 197 points over the second place Ferrari, and it's a tight battle for the World Driver Championship, with Piastri and Norris only 10 points from each other, and then Verstappen is sitting a whole 39 points behind Norris. Some shout outs from the weekend. We're going to get into Verstappen's 10-second penalty. So with the revised placements from the weekend, Nico Hülkenberg, congratulations. Your fifth place finish was out of this world. Amazing. Beating out a Ferrari. Also, we'd like to congratulate Hajar. Hajar has technically scored more points than Red Bull in the last two races combined. V-Carb is kind of shining through as the main character this point of the season. So Hajar was in seventh with Lawson in 11th. Hajar's been a standout rookie to us this season. And now let's just dive in here. We thought it was hilarious. Max Verstappen taking driver of the day while losing 9 points and dropping to 10th in the race from his penalty due to his crashing into Russell. And he is now 1 point away from a race ban. So this was quite funny. We also want to mention like Kalle Pinto sitting down in 15th. Like maybe after the five races, we give Jack doing a second shot, because Franco doesn't seem to be doing much better. So this weekend we saw the McLarens dominating the practice rounds. Norris picked off where he left off in Monaco, coming out first in FP1. Piastri FP2 and 3 with Norris. McLaren topped all three sessions. And the Ferraris were looking a little off pace during the practice sessions. We did see the McLarens had the edge in the straights for the race pace, but the rivals were super close in corners. They just weren't where it was in corners. So in qualies, we saw, we feel like, poor Yuki. So the Red Bull director, technical director, came out and admitted to making a mistake with Yuki's car. They tried a bigger rear wing and basically sacrificed Yuki for testing. So we think that was really crappy, Red Bull, as we see poor Yuki sitting in 20th. Kalle Pinto went out in Q1, couldn't get his car going in the pit lane, was in 11th, and then dropped to 19th. That was disappointing for him, since he is fighting for a seat and was out in Q1 with mechanical issues. Not much to say in Q2. Q3 was our takeaway from that. Oh my gosh. So we have a very cocky George Russell offering to tow his teammate Antonelli, where we have Piastri basically coming to a dead stop on the track to avoid giving his teammate a tow. So I guess with McLaren, with this World Driver Championship being as close as it is, it's essentially everyone for themselves, and there will be no towing for teammates. So we just hope this is remembered when it goes the other way later on in the season. We saw Lance Stroll out with a wrist and hand procedure. So 2 years ago, he broke his wrists and came back. He had a procedure done to fix them and was back within 2 weeks racing. So really, I don't know if he's just trying to please his dad and didn't want to disappoint his dad. But under no circumstances would any procedure have healed bones that quickly, and he should not have been back. So we hope Lance is feeling better. We think it's the right decision to make. But since Lance did do the qualifying, he was not able to be replaced in the race. So we did not see either of the Aston Martin reserve drivers, Drugovis or Van Doorn, race in the Spanish Grand Prix due to the fact that they had not participated in qualifying. But an interesting fact is, we have no race next week. So our next race is in 2 weeks in Canada, in Montreal. Both the Aston Martin reserve drivers are driving the 24 hours of Le Mans, Montreal weekend. So, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Like, will these, like, Le Mans is like the most like elite driving event. Like, will they want to skip this in order to race in Montreal if Lance isn't back? Because their other driver, Jack Crawford, does not have enough super license points to drive. So will they sacrifice Le Mans in order to race in Montreal? Or could we see the return of Valtteri Bottas? That's our vote. That's who we're hoping to see. Also, I think they could use McLaren, which would then loop in Valtteri again. So maybe we see a return of Valtteri Bottas for a race. Congrats to Piastri. Perfect start. We did think Norris played it right. So Verstappen beat out Norris on turn one. And Norris dropped from second to third, and Verstappen gained a spot, moving from third to second. But we do think that Norris played this turn one corner properly. He played the championship game, because had they gone into the corner together, we knew that Max went back out. And as we see later in the race, it would have resulted in a crash. And he can't afford to lose points by taking a DNF, crashing out with Max in turn one on the first lap. So we think by conceding that was the right decision. He did gain the position back and overtook Max later on in the race. We did see Russell lost place to both Ferraris on the first lap. We don't know what's going on with those Mercedes. How does everyone feel about the Ferrari swapping, like letting Leclerc through? We do feel that maybe Hamilton didn't have the race pace, but that was a bit controversial. But we're just going to skip right ahead. We're just going to skip right ahead here, right to the lap 55, where we see Antonelli took an unfortunate DNF as well, pulling out the safety car, the first safety car of the race. His car broke down. He had engine failure. And now we saw the 6 second gap between the top three completely disappearing. We saw cars pitting, and Norris, of course, was stacked in the pits. And then we saw a Verstappen come out on hards. The radio message back was absolutely hilarious. He was very, very unhappy about being put on these hard tires, but response back was that's all they had left. So we knew that when this restart happened, it was going to be a bit of a disaster because of that. And we knew that Piastri had a great race, like no disrespect, but he could not seem to pull away from his teammate. Norris was really eating in before the safety car into Piastri's lead. Piastri was not overly impressive by lap 40. And until Norris, like we saw in FP3 when, the sky wall was able to call it, like Lando was being almost gaslit by his engineers. Like his car was bottoming out, where they were kind of telling him that wasn't happening. He again was starting to have issues with his car. And until that started to happen, he was really eating away at Piastri, like caught up past Verstappen and was eating away at Piastri's lead. And Piastri just couldn't seem to build a gap, really. That now, yes, he did run into back markers, but so did Norris and Verstappen. So we just kind of feel like I don't know, Piastri not as overly impressive as we thought he would be, being he had so much clean air in this race and didn't have to battle. So the safety car, firstly, a lot of online discussion saying Piastri probably should have been given a penalty because, yes, yeah, so when basically when the safety car ends, the race leader gets to restart. So it's at their pace when they restart, when they feel like starting, right? So at the end of the safety car, Piastri came to an abrupt stop, almost causing a pileup behind him. And that was quite, a lot of people were questioning like whether or not that should have been permitted to happen. It was a bit dirty. We're seeing like maybe his influence of his manager. Again, we're not Weber fans. He's a second driver with a chip on his shoulder. And like this just was not a good look on him. We did see Leclerc passing Verstappen. Verstappen was convinced Leclerc clipped him. And we kind of think it was Verstappen that hit him. He thought he was forced off the track by Russell. And he was absolutely within the right. This is where things got absolutely crazy. So he had his, so Verstappen like got passed by Leclerc and then was then battling with Russell for fourth and was forced off the track by Russell. And his team told him to let Russell through and that was the rules and he had to let him through because there was contact. And Max was adamant that he was the one hit. Like it was not, he should not have to concede that place. And his team were absolutely wrong. Max was absolutely right in this one particular instance. And ultimately, the stewards were not going to give Max a penalty. So he did not have to give the spot back. Max was desperately trying to fight with his team over the radio to explain the situation. No one would listen to him. And then when Russell thought he was complying and giving the spot back, Verstappen hit him, and on purpose. And this is just dangerous, awful, shouldn't be happening in the sport. So now we saw Verstappen, he took a 10 second penalty, dropping him to second place, which now will impact his fight for the driver championship. It just puts him, he lost 9 points in this fight, and it's putting him on the verge of receiving a race ban. So he got 3 penalty points for causing the collision with George Russell. So his total's now up to 11. He only has one more before he receives the automatic 1 race ban. So we think in the heat of the moment, Max was reactionary. So we do now know now, like after watching interviews and reaction after, that he agrees now that this wasn't the right thing to do, but this could be very interesting in his championship battle coming up. Because if he takes one more, he's out for a race, which will be drastic to his fight. And it's going to be a very interesting weekend in Montreal. And we hope that you all join us on our next episode of Beyond the Paddock. Thank you.